you had this wireless reception which came and went, and every now and again you got through to them, and I told them that Brigadier disappeared and that Johnny Frost would be commanding the brigade from now onwards, and that I would transmit his orders. About half an hour after that, at somewhere about 10 o'clock, I managed to get Brigadier Lathbury on the wireless radio, and I told him that we'd got about 600 men on the bridge and that we were holding the northern perimeter and that we had removed the charges on the bridge, but that we'd failed to get any troops south of the river. And I said that Lion Route, which was the southernmost route which we'd used, was still open. If you will send one battalion or one company from each battalion down Lion Route, there will be no opposition. I strongly recommend that you do one of these two things. And Brigadier Lathbury said, no, I've decided that we're in contact with the enemy and we're not really well organized at the moment, and my troops are too tired, and I will order them to stay where they are and make a determined attempt in first light, and I will come down Lion Route. And of course, that was the moment we lost the battle. If he had detached either one battalion or two companies to get onto the bridge, we'd have had enough troops on the bridge itself to hold out. On the bridge, we were overrun on about 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, the 20th, and at the same time, the Lord Carrington in his tanks had just got across Nijmegen Bridge. If we'd had probably that extra company or two companies on the north end of the bridge, we could have held out for those extra 2 or 3 hours which would have taken for our troops from the south to get up to us. But there were a lot of mistakes like that. I think it cost us the battle, because if he'd only sent us probably an extra two companies at that moment, that would have enabled us to widen the perimeter, which we were the very small perimeter that we were holding, and that would have enabled us to stay hang on probably for another 12 hours at least. I remember my conversation very clearly with Urquhart in that caravan, and of course he was proved absolutely right in everything he said. And there is no doubt whatever that had Browning ordered Urquhart at that stage to alter the plan, and that was on the, remember, that was on the 12th, that was 5 days before we dropped, there would have plenty of time to organize a coup de main part with take out 10 gliders to land right on the bridge. And I mean, it could have been done, or they could have dropped a whole battalion on the bridge. Maybe they would have had 50% casualties, 20%, but they would have held the bridge. But, well, as I mean, if we're dealing with Browning, of course, one of the stupidest things he did in order to get the kudos of commanding a corps, an airborne corps in action, as you know, he took sufficient gliders from the first drop on the 17th in order to take his Corps headquarters, which from the moment it landed at Nijmegen was absolutely useless. They didn't bring with them sufficient communication facilities to be in touch with anyone. So he retired to his little chateau, polished his boots, and did nothing. He never even came to see the survivors of the 1st Division when they got out. He sent someone else to do that.